Hello, everyone. I'm George from Ireland. Well, commenting on what happened in the United Kingdom today, that Nathan Gill, a former British politician of the UK Independence Party, I think Reform United Kingdom, he's been awarded a sentence of 10 and a half years incarceration after pleading guilty to accepting bribes from Russia to give pro-Russian talking lines in interviews and orations. He was paid about £40,000. Now, I think the sentence was unduly harsh. And all right, accepting a bribe is a crime, but this is too long. Consider the amount of money he took, and all he did was to say things which he might have said anyway. So he used to be a member of the European Parliament and the leader of the Welsh section of his party. So he took cash from Oleg Voloshin, who supposedly is some sort of collaborator with the Russian intelligence services. And as the judge said, that what Mr. Gill had done had severely undermined public confidence in democracy. We've got to believe that people are speechifying because he or she believes what he says. Now, then again, politicians are a bit cynical. They're saying it because they want votes. They're not completely frank, but because they're saying it simply because they're getting illegal payments from a hostile government, well, that's clearly going to shake the foundations of democracy. We can't have our politicians bought and paid for. And hilariously, one of the reasons Russia gave to invade Ukraine is corruption. But the world corruption ranking shows that Russia is even more corrupt than Ukraine. So there are all sorts of reasons why people should never cooperate with Putin's regime. And there's this idea amongst some right wingers that Putin's regime is somehow admirable, is macho, whatever, upholds traditional values or something like that, the traditional family, or all this sort of nonsense that it's sort of 50-50, this Ukraine war, NATO started it, and it's all absolute nonsense. So people are often frustrated, disappointed in Western countries, particularly the United Kingdom. This betrayed its heritage, doesn't have free speech. But I can tell you, in Russia, it's far, far worse. Never cooperate with Putin's absolutely evil regime. How could you live with yourself, your conscience, when you think it's constant atrocities?